running for free stuff on your Democrat side. And people that aren't even citizens of the United States voting for free stuff. Yeah, there's that. I'm still fired up. I still see a clear path to the White House if we can overwhelm. That's what it's going to take. Get off the couch and vote, man. And that's not ginned up by the convention. That was good. I thought the convention had some very fiery and fabulous speeches. And did you notice that all the people that weren't supposed to be there weren't there? Paul Ryan, people like that, they weren't there. They weren't there. Yeah, that was good. Eric Cantors, the Bushes, yeah, they weren't there. Usually they're there. The Cheneys, they weren't there. That was fabulous. See, that's a very positive thing. Be interesting to see what happens at the Democrat convention. Now, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch that one nonstop because they get up and say some really stupid stuff. I'm wondering if Jennifer Granholm will show up at that one. Remember when Jennifer Granholm got up on stage and was like a monkey let out of a cage, remember? Just crazy. I mean, just insane, stomping all over the stage, screaming and yelling. That was entertaining. That was good. That's our former governor right there, Jennifer Granholm. Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. Nobody knows where it's going to go. Ask your Magic 8 Ball. Nobody has any idea. So assassination attempt on the president, and already the import of that has drifted away. They're still trying to figure out who did what, of course. There are examinations here, there, and everywhere. But who was on top of the water tower? Was anybody on top of the water tower? I say yeah, but who was? And now they're saying there may have been three shooters other than the Secret Service shooter that took out, what's his name there, Crooks with a bullet through the face. Yeah, so who knows? We'll get to the bottom of it, hopefully. You know, the assassinations in our nation that I've lived through, Robert F. Kennedy, I'm convinced that was the mob. Never forget that Joe Kennedy worked his mojo with the mob, with his old school mob guys back from Prohibition days, hugely so, and said, support my son, John. I want him to be president. And the deal was, if we support John, John will leave us alone and not push to prosecute the mob. And his dad said, yeah. And then what happened? This is a fact. And as soon as he got in, what happened? He appoints Bobby Kennedy as attorney general, and he goes right after the mob. Yeah. And they warned him. They said, look, you said you weren't going to come after us. He's got to knock this off. And Joe talked to him. He couldn't stop him. Bobby Kennedy was driven. They didn't take that into the equation. So took out John. I'm convinced the mob had a huge hand in that. CIA hated his guts, too. A lot of people hated John. But Bobby, I think that was a straight-up mob job in Los Angeles, in California. I don't think the government had a vested interest in taking out RFK. That was the mob saying that. We're getting even. You don't mess with the mob. Eventually, they get you, even if it takes, like, a while to do it. Even if it takes a year or two, they do it. And I think that's what they did with him. That's just my opinion, but I think it's a pretty damn good one. Now, here's a woman who shouldn't be anywhere near children. Her name is Randy Weingarten. On a Monday, American Federation of Teachers Convention, boss Randy Weingarten spoke to the organization's 2024 convention. How many teachers were there? Let's see if it says. I wonder. Like hundreds of thousands? Weingarten apparently did not get the memo to tone down the rhetoric after the failed assassination attempt. Yeah. In her unhinged screed, replete with shouting, fist-waving, and vitriol. That's what they do. They get up and start screaming. Probably doing a lot of this at the Democrat convention. Her remarks made the event less a convention and more an angry political rally. The November elections will determine which path we take as a nation. Progress is possible, but so is the eradication of rights and freedoms we hold dear. Yeah. Okay. Who's taking away rights? This is such a cliche item. The other one, what is it? I heard it earlier today. Somebody just said, I'm drawing a blank. It was on one of the shows. Anyway, no, the typical Donald Trump's going to get in and he's going to shred the Constitution. What? Why would Trump shred the Constitution? He's going to take away our rights, women's health care. Huh? What? Yeah, it makes no sense. But they repeat that phraseology. They've got it down cold, man. They own the language. The enemy owns the language. They're so good at it. And they get stupid people going along with it, the useful idiots. It's just like the gay people coming out and supporting whatever Palestine is. Yeah, why? Why are they supporting it? They have no idea that they'd be executed, tortured to death in the town square just for being gay. It doesn't happen in America. It wouldn't happen in Donald Trump's America. It is seldom a dramatic event or attack that lets fascism in the door. The violence comes later after they are voted in. Oh, so if you vote in Donald Trump, she says, you'd be voting in fascism, but it won't really rear its ugly head until he's in. Ah. As her crazy escalated, she shouted that Trump is an existential threat to democracy and freedom. That is getting so worn out, man. You got to come up with something better than that. But you know what? The zombies go for that. Donald Trump's a threat to freedom. Whatever that word is. Yeah, democracy, too. But what is that word? Resistance? Yeah, he's a threat. While bouncing up and down with a shrill shout, she shouted that we continued the march for progress. Oh, I know what it was. I heard, the one I heard today that was most damning. I was listening to WLS out of Chicago. That's one of the mega superstations out of Chicago. And I heard one of the commercials, and they were talking about how Donald Trump is chipping away at civil rights. Yeah, we got to make sure that we've come so far with civil rights that we can't allow Donald Trump in because he chips away at civil rights. How so? What does Donald Trump done to discriminate against anybody of any race, creed, or color, anybody. So while jumping up and down and screaming, she says that we continued the march for progress, that we laid the foundation for a better future, that we sought to create more perfect union. Progress is possible. Keep marching. Now, keep in mind, this psychotic broad gets paid to do this. And the people she's talking to are the suckers that she has their hand in their wallets. Yeah. Unhinged lunatic. Corey DeAngelis calls her that. School choice evangelist, Corey DeAngelis. Unhinged lunatic. I like that. That'd be a great name for a band, the Unhinged Lunatics. That'd be a great T-shirt thing as well. Or the existential threats to democracy. That's a good one, too. That'd be a good chick band. The existential threats to democracy. This is not the first unhinged theatrical production by radical leftist professional educators. Gateway Pundit reported in a July speech of Becky Pringle, president of the National Education Association, the NEA, who went on an unhinged rant at the NEA's annual meeting and representative assembly. Then keep in mind, this is in Philadelphia. These are people that are around your children. Well, not the union reps. They don't go anywhere near children. No, they go near the teachers that go near children. While Pringle flailed her arms, she screeched through a bizarre performance where she shouted, "Our students are depending on us to win all the things." Wait, let's unpack that. Our students, well, she may be a teacher. She's just maybe a union rep as a teacher. So our students maybe, but are depending on us to win all the things. All the things, all the things, all the things. What they really do is they get ganged up or charged up in a gang mentality. That's what it's all about. Do the same thing with climate change. They prey on each other. They aid and abet each other, just getting themselves like whirling dervishes, screaming and yelling, sloganography. That's what it is, too. It's like as in pornography, they engage in sloganography. I'm looking at the Republican delegation that went to Milwaukee. Is that Matt DiPerno? Is Matt DiPerno a delegate? I didn't know. Anyway, looks like I may be mistaking him. I thought Matt DiPerno kind of got out of it and was laying back low. I don't recognize a lot of these people there. They come from all over the state, of course. Is Matt DiPerno, was he a big shot there in the delegation? Let's go Brandon Flags at half mast. Our half staff rally. Possibly the most hilarious thing I've seen so far this month. Let's go, Brandon. Well, Brandon's gone. just about ready to leave the building. They're working on it.